Virginia. Senator Kaine, welcome back to Meet the Press.
Good to be with you, Kristen. Thanks.
It's great to have you. Thank you so much for being here. I do want to start by getting your reaction to what you just heard from Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche. He says the delay in releasing all the documents was necessary to conduct a thorough review to protect the survivors, he says. Do you trust that the Department of Justice is complying with the law here?
I wish I could say yes, but I don't, Kristen. And so let's just review. Jeffrey Epstein was a monster who trafficked underage women. Donald Trump and Jeffrey Epstein knew one another pretty well. The circumstances of that friendship and how it broke up are disputed, but they knew each other. When Donald Trump was president, he put into his cabinet the prosecutor who cut the sweetheart deal with Jeffrey Epstein.
I want to make sure that I'm playing this from both lenses. So you're going to get it on NBC News, and then you're going to get the Fox News version, and then we're going to give our conclusion. So I want to make sure that y'all know why I use multiple sources to compare and contrast.
Back during the Bush administration, he put Alex Acosta in his cabinet. Acosta later had to resign in disgrace. As a candidate, Donald Trump said he would release the Epstein files. As president now in February of 2025, he said we're going to release the files. And he had this much touted event with Pam Bondi at the White House talking about releasing the files. But then in July, the FBI and DOJ said,
I'm trying to figure out what's going on. He released the files within a year of him actually being in office.
There's nothing to see here. We're not going to release any more files. The statute that we're now talking about was not something that the White House wanted. It was something that a bipartisan Congress did to force Donald Trump's hand, to force him to meet his promises. And so in September, we passed this Transparency Act, forcing the DOJ, kicking and screaming, they didn't want to do it, to release files. So when they actually do release files, and it's a fraction of what's available, and it's heavily redacted, and then a day later, they pull material back, the facts that I've just laid out for you show why so many people are really suspicious. All these files need to come out.
Well,
so here's my question again, and I'm going to ask this every time that I see a Democrat use the same talking point. Here's my first question. Why would Trump, A, offer to release the files, even as a candidate, if in any way, shape, or form, he had did something that was crazy in those files? Neither here nor there. Why don't any Democrat talk about Biden? Y'all were in office over the last 4 years, and I know why, but we'll get there. Y'all were in office over the last 4 years. Nobody, and I mean nobody, asked Biden, Kamala Harris, or any Democrat whatsoever to ever release a file, even a little bit. Not even a release. We never, ever had this conversation at all while Biden was in office. We didn't even. We never, ever, 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 ever at any point asked the Biden administration to release anything whatsoever. And as bad as they were after Trump, they could have handpicked some files and was like, hey, listen, this is how Trump was tied to Epstein. They wanted Trump to go down so bad that they was willing to put their best. Letitia James, Fawnie Willis, they made up some stuff about some files being at Mar-a-Lago and all of this stuff. 100%. Now, the person that we see the most in these files is none other than Bill Clinton, but we'll get there.
Congressman Ro Khanna and Thomas Massie, as I was just saying, who led the push to release the files, say they're looking at options including impeachment and contempt for DOJ. Let me ask you about what we have seen released in the Epstein files so far. Former President Bill Clinton is featured prominently in the first batch, as I was just discussing. Now, to be very clear, and
boy, these is blood brothers right there. Brothers from another mother. Whenever you rocking out like this, you brothers from another mother, baby.
NBC News does not know the full context behind these images, and simply being in the Epstein files doesn't imply any criminal wrongdoing. But does Clinton owe the public an explanation about his relationship with Jeffrey Epstein?
You know, I actually haven't tracked what President Clinton has said. And if there are unanswered questions, you know, he should address them, and I suspect he will. But let's just make sure that we meet the promise that President Trump made as a candidate.
I want y'all to see what's happening. She specifically asked him a question and said, should President Clinton answer for the, because Clinton is in that bitch. Like he was in there. He in the pool. He taking pictures with the people. He got a chick that's allegedly sitting on his lap. He got all of this. Why are they deflecting? Clinton is all over that. He was letting niggas take photos, pictures. Wasn't even no camera phones back then. They was taking regular photos. Click, 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 click. And he was like, yo, what up, though? Why is nobody calling for Clinton to speak to this shit? Why is nobody calling this? How is, see, and this is why you can't take Senator Tim Kaine in Virginia, at his word. You can't take him at his word anymore because he just completely deflected from the situation. Let me rewind it for you.
You know, I actually haven't tracked what President Clinton has said.
You haven't tracked what Clinton has said at all. Okay. All right. All right. Cool.
And if there are unanswered questions, you know, he should address them, and I suspect he will. But let's just make sure that we meet the promise that President Trump made as a candidate that all these files will be released. Let's put all the facts and all the material out on the table. And then folks can reach their own judgments about anybody connected with this horrible, horrible case. I led the effort to try to deny Secretary of Labor.
Let's switch over real quick. We want to go over to Fox and get their perspective really quickly.
Justice Department says it will continue to release more of the Epstein files on a rolling basis, blaming any delays on releasing all of the files on the time-consuming process of obscuring victims' names and other identifying information. For reaction to that and much more, Fox News correspondent Lucas Tomlinson is in Florida covering the president. Hello, Lucas.
Shannon, at least 16 files have disappeared from the Justice Department's website related to Jeffrey Epstein, including a photo of President Donald Trump one day after they were posted. It's photos of a former president that's getting a lot of attention right now.
Newly released photos from the Justice Department show Bill Clinton.
Bill is chilling, bro. Bill is chilling. And guess what? Guess what's going to happen to Bill? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Bill Clinton is who they think President Trump is. Bill Clinton is who they trying to paint Trump to be. Bill is really the mafia boss, bro. If we really just want to get into it. Bill Clinton is he big dog. That's big dog. That's the ringleader. That's the kingpin. That's the person that was cutting all of the deals behind the scenes, all of that, bro. Bill Clinton is who they trying to make Trump be. And I don't see nobody, not a Democrat, not a black person, not a white person. I went on TikTok. I rarely go on TikTok unless I'm looking at a video that y'all sent me inside of the, you know, in my email to react to. I went on TikTok, bro. And I just searched and I said, Bill Clinton Epstein. And I went through, and it was hardly no conversations that was being had at the time. This is over the weekend. More importantly, I seen no black people. Zero. Zilch. Nada. What is our affinity to Bill Clinton? Why do we like Bill so much? Why do we like Bill so much? Don't y'all know that Bill did one of the worst con jobs on the black community ever, 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 ever. We talk about, all of a sudden, we talking about fuck the streets. And that's the thing that's trending with amongst black people. They released the Epstein files. And we still talking about Charlie Kirk. Nobody, and I mean nobody, is having a deep dive about Bill Clinton. And I'm trying to figure out what is wrong with it. What is going on? What is happening? Shit, he was getting head in the White House. They tried to give us Hillary. Where the fuck was Hillary when Bill was over there with chilling with Epstein? That's what I want to know. Because you can't tell me that she didn't know. Is she his Ghislaine Maxwell? Why Hillary just rolling with it? You know what I'm saying? She never said nothing. They never had nothing to say. They was just like, skip it. You know what we going to do, though? We going to try to make you president of the United States of America. Y'all not asking no questions. Y'all not confused. Y'all not trying to figure it out. Y'all not a little bit curious. None of this shit. The only thing that we concerned about is whether or not Trump released them as soon as we wanted him to. So Bill's been over there all of this time and nobody is tripping about it. No fuck. Bill got mofo. Let me ask y'all another question. Now, I'm going to tie this in, right? I'm going to tie this in. How come ain't nobody having no conversations about Michael Jackson? I know why. Cause you want to be starting something. You want to be starting something. Too high to get over. Too low to get under. Stuck in the middle. You know why? Because you like his music. You know why? Nobody's looking at Michael Jackson and having a conversation and said, hey, man, this nigga's already got accused of being Peter Pan around the kiddies, right? And even though they never said that they convicted him, what is this nigga doing hanging out with Jeffrey Epstein? How was he over there? Why is white Mike over there? That's not even black Mike. That's white Mike. Why is white Mike over there hanging out with this nigga? Too high to get over. Nobody's having a conversation about Mike. Hey, man, why Michael Jackson in all of these photos? We just chilling, though. Not a big deal, huh? Wasn't Chris Tucker? Let me, I don't want to accuse him. The fuck is this? What is this? Who is this 2000s rapper? Who is this nigga with the big T? Why is Chris Tucker in the photos? But you know what? They got Trump derangement syndrome. They got Trump. This nigga is at the Clearport. It's a fucking plane in the background. And some random white man. And this nigga is taking a picture right there, hanging out. How come nobody is asking Chris Tucker, hey, man, what'd you see on the island? What's the name of the music? The name of the movie with him and Jackie Chan. If Part 4, Rush Hour Part 4 is coming out, though. Rush Hour Part 4, guys, is coming out. Rush Hour, distractions. Nobody is asking these niggas a question. Somebody said, how do you know Chris did anything? I didn't say that he did anything. I said, I got questions. Y'all only got to get a sniff, a whiff. When Megan Thee Stallion accused Tory Lanez, y'all niggas was on it. Where's it at? Where's the gun? We getting actual real photos of these niggas hugged up. Hey, guys. Hanging out at the Clearport. And ain't nobody got nothing to say. Everybody is confused all of a sudden. Everybody confused. Don't nobody got no questions at all? What's Mike doing? Why is Bill got the matching shirts? Why has he got matching shirts with Jeffrey Epstein? Bill just off the radar, ain't got nothing to say. Michelle Obama, you got something to say about everything else that happens in the world. Got your own podcast and everything. Got everything to say about everything in the world. Michelle Obama, her and fucking Craig just keep on interviewing people that ain't got no substance in that stupid ass platform. Kamala Harris is on tour. 107 days of collard greens. Nothing meaningful. Nobody know nothing. Everybody quiet as fuck. Everybody just shut the fuck up, huh? Celebrity after celebrity after celebrity after celebrity after celebrity. And they ain't got nothing to say. Nobody. Obama. Sitting there always going to Michelle. Trying to figure out, got to go to the presidential library and look at this monstrosity. You know, it's that's what Obama does. Nobody got no answers for us. We all just chilling. Everybody confused. Nobody doing a deep dive. Conspiracy theories is over. All right, cool. Well, if that's what we doing, then that's what we doing. Make sure you hit a like for the algorithm. I mean, if that's what y'all want to do, if this is the play, then shit. Play on, player. If this is what we doing, if we rolling like this, then just don't ask, don't sit here and keep on trying to, when is it going to release the file? Trump, more files. Nigga, we got files. I want to know. We got 300,000 documents. I want to know. What the fuck is in the ones that we already got? Did we go through the ones that we already got before we get some more? We ain't asked no questions for them, though, huh? Michelle, because technology and Chicago's favorite son. Fuck out of it. Go do another National Geographic. Geographic of the Nationals. Do a Geographic, throw the next pitch. Hey, yeah.